Good day, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to your Wessex Safety Hour. My name is Grant, and I'm your event manager. During today's presentation, your lines will remain on listen only. If you do require assistance, please press star then zero on your telephone keypad, and a coordinator will be happy to assist you. I'd like to advise all parties today's conference is being recorded, and now I'd like to hand the call over to Pretty. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone. I'd like us to spend the first part of the safety hour just going through a summary of how we've ended the year. There's a number of safety measures that we assess on a weekly and a periodic basis, so I thought it'd be useful just to give you a feel for how we've done at year end, with the caveat that we're still going through some reconciliation on it, and I thought it would be a good opportunity for us to have a chat about how we thought the last year has gone, and then I'll go through some items for 2 weeks specifically. So, last year, so how did we get on? So, at the end of the year, we, in terms of harm, 39 members of our team were injured, significantly so, which resulted then in losing time away from work, and that ranged from a day to a couple of months away from work. So the range varies, but nevertheless, it resulted in them being significantly harmed, which meant that they could no longer continue working. So how does that compare to previous years? Well, last year we harmed, there were 32 members of our team harmed, so we harmed more people this year than the year before. And what we had expected was around 25 people being harmed. So in terms of workforce harm, it isn't where we would like it to be. We are harming in terms of hours and work far more people than other routes. And despite us about 6 months ago having the fewest numbers of members of our team harmed, this has gradually increased, and you may have noticed it within your delivery units or in your functions, it has gradually increased over the last 6 months. So there's quite a lot of work that we now need to do to understand what can we do that could fundamentally stop our members of our team going home harmed, and we're working through a plan and refreshing our plans to do that. In terms of precursors, there's a number of things that help us to prevent harm and that we're all working through as a team, and one of those is close calls. So how are we getting on with close calls? Well, we're raising a lot more close calls than we had expected. We raised over 4,000 close calls, nearly 4,500 close calls over the year. Majority of those close calls were around unsafe conditions. So a lot of things that could prevent somebody from falling over, prevent somebody from tripping, and a majority of those were trackside. Our expectation was around just over 3,500, and that's in line with our safety triangle based on the proportion of accidents we have. So in terms of precursors, in understanding things that could cause harm, we're doing a good job. We've raised a host of close calls, and we've also been able to close a host of close calls. In fact, we are able to close over 50% of our close calls within 28 days. Another indicator that we use to help us understand our precursors. So again, that's positive. But we do, however, have over 400 close calls that are over 28 days and still open in the system. So that's over 400 things that could potentially lead to harm that is open or outstanding or hasn't been reviewed with the potential for an accident. So, but the positive, however, is that we're starting to spot them and we're starting to get reports through. On a weekly basis, I pick up with a number of you, and my team pick up with a number of you, particularly around the section managers and the open close calls, so just so we can keep a track on how we're getting on in terms of closing them. But it very much does rely on you and your teams to understand what close calls you have open and try to close them out down or shout up if you need some support. Some of the ones that we pick up and understand take a while are those that need possessions. and that can take some time to plan in. But there's also an opportunity to have a look at what could be done in the interim. Could things be made safer? Could they be highlighted? Because ultimately, the purpose of a close call is to stop somebody from being harmed. And so if we can try and address the close call that was raised, we could potentially stop an accident from occurring. Another precursor that can help us with accidents is our safety hour. So how are we getting on with safety hour? So by the end of the year, around 73% of our teams are part of a safety hour. Every week, or at the end of the year, so that's fantastic news. So that's 2/3 of our teams being able to have an open discussion around safety, and that could be an hour's discussion or it could be a half an hour. But the positive is that we're having this chat about safety and we're talking through things that matter and are quite personal to the particular function or the particular delivery unit or the signal box. So that's fantastic news. So they're precursors for our accidents. We also assess safety by the risks around our level crossings. So in terms of delivering benefits across our level crossings, we can do that in a number of ways. We can do that through closures, we can do that through renewals, and we can do that through enhancements. And we have delivered the level of benefits that we said we would deliver. So we are making our level crossing safer, which again is fantastic news. Some of you may have seen yesterday in the news over the weekend about a significant incident with a tractor and a train on the Anglia route. And that incident happened particularly at a level crossing where we have the Ebbigate system. And we know on our route we have a couple of locations with the Ebbigate system, and we're undertaking interim measures to make those locations safe. So it's really level crossing safety for our route and across the country is absolutely fundamental, and the best way really for us to deliver reduce the risk at a crossing is to deliver benefits and improve them. By, of course, closure, we know that we can't close every one of our crossings, and we're not planning to this year or next year, and so it won't be some time. So we need to look at innovative ways to make them safer. And we've got we can use different types of technology, and we're only one of a few routes that are using CovTech solutions, and that seems to be working well at a number of our crossings. So level crossings, overall, we are safer. So that just gives you a feel for the performance of safety over the last year. They're generally positive. We've been able to deliver a lot of the safety improvements that we said we wanted to do. But the one that we haven't done is around the harm, and that's the harm to our workforce, and that's our not just the lost time injury accidents, but overall accidents in total. So what I'd like to do now is open up the line to see whether anyone has any questions around how they feel the last year has gone for them.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you do wish to ask a question or make any comments, please press star then 1 on your telephone keypad, record your name when prompted, and then press the hash key. If you decide to withdraw the question, then simply press star then 2. Just to remind you again, if you do wish to ask a question or make any comments, simply press star then 1 on your telephone keypad, record your name when prompted, and then press the hash key. Okay, so we do have a question that's come through, and it's coming from the line of
Jim Myers.
Please go ahead, you're live on the call.
Hi, Jim.
Hi, Pretty. Jim from Woking S&T. One of our main close call reporting is always about cropping routes and safe stretches.
Yes.
A lot of our accidents and incidents are all basically because the safe stretches are so bad.
Yeah.
The team are expected to walk on the troughing lids, which aren't always fixed firmly. Now, obviously, there's issues with that. But the main thing is because the safe setters are so bad, we're putting ourselves in danger all the time. Is there any program like Balfour Beatty did to clear them up, to clear the roots and so forth?
Well, funny you say that. So I briefly mentioned a workforce safety improvement plan, a refreshed plan. And one of the work streams, so that's made up of 7 risk areas. One of the risk areas is slip, trips and falls. And we know that the majority of slip, trips and falls occur in our setters. And that should really be the safest place for our teams to be in. So one of the risk areas is slip, trips and falls, and one of those work streams is around safe setters. So that is currently being led by Salim, working with Tracy, and they have a work stream that they're scoping up to understand what can they do in terms of identifying hotspot locations for setters, and then start having a plan to clear them up. This isn't going to change overnight. This is something that we need to work gradually towards, but we should be addressing parts of our setters on a periodic basis and working towards the plan. One of the things, I don't know whether you know, Jim, and some of the guys may have heard Ivan Orley's quote that he'd like to get his bicycle and be able to ride along from the top of the patch to the bottom on his bike along the Seth. So that effectively is our vision, to see whether we could ride our bicycle along the Seth. But there is a plan in place. It's just being scoped now. And then we can start communicating that out.
Okay, that's brilliant. So so that would be updated to us, because we've got certain sites that we know that have been reported in close calls for at least 3 years now that's still not being looked at. So is there someone going to communicate with each one individually on those close calls that are still open?
Yeah, so what we need to do with the set areas is we'll be going out to identify the hotspot locations, but we'll need to do that with each delivery unit and within the ops team as well, so then they can start pulling a priority list across the route. I can't remember the top of my head who the lead is for safe setters, but Salim Ali's got the list of everybody that's leading each of those projects, and safe setters is on there.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you very much. That's it.
Thank you.
Thank you for your question there. We've got no further questions currently waiting in the queue.
Okay, any questions, guys, before we move on?
Just to remind you again, ladies and gentlemen, if you do wish to ask a question or make any comments, it's star then 1 on your telephone keypad. Record your name when prompted, and then press the hash key. No further questions come through at the moment, Chris.
Okay, not to worry, that's fine. Right, so what I'd like to do is just give a quick overview of what's on the blog and what's available to talk about as part of your safety hours with your team, bearing in mind also that all the material from previous safety hours are available on the blog, and there's lots of other information available. So please don't feel that you are restricted to the material that we discuss now. Safety hours is very much about discussing the things that matter to you and your teams at this moment in time, and then addressing any of those safety concerns. So in summary, as to the blog page specifically for today, it's around safety hours. So we've currently recorded 72% of our teams have been involved in a safety hour, which is great news. And in terms of close calls, we've identified there's been 56 close calls reported for the week. It's slightly lower than usual. And we have checked the previous Easter weeks, the last Easter, one of the weeks we had 29 reported, so we were expecting a reduction in number of close calls over the holiday periods, and that's in line with our expectations. In terms of additional material, there's some videos available on the blog, so there's a manual handling training promotional material available in the blog, so as well as slip, trips and falls, which accounts for 40% of our workforce accidents, manual handling accounts for about 30% of our workforce accidents. So some of your teams may have already been involved in the new manual handling training. That's now available. It can be booked on via Oracle. It's very specific using material that we would ordinarily ask our guys to use. And it's taking things off fans, it's taking off heavy equipment, and it's our practical training. So I would please encourage you and your teams to attend the manual handling training, and that's going to be available for the rest of the year. And we've got, of course, course dates available, so that's on the fact sheet, which is on the blog as well. We've also got some fact sheets on there around close calls on the close call app, and there's a bit of information and on the system around that, and there's a video as well. So feel free to play the video. The safety cascade is also available. So that came out last week. And that has an overview of period 13 and how we've gotten so far. And there's some information on there regarding the recent safety bulletins that we've had out. And of course, we've got the safety workshops. So the safety workshops are still running. We've got three more still booked in the Sewer Diary. A couple of them are already fully booked, particularly those in the day. So get yourselves and your teams booked onto there as well. So that. I just wanted to quickly summarise what was on the blog. But like I said, feel free to use the material. There's lots of links on the blog where you can dive in and extract the material that's relevant to your team. But there was nothing more I was going to mention about this week in particular. So it's a final opportunity for some questions.
Just to remind you again, ladies and gentlemen, for questions or comments, it's star then one on your telephone keypad. Record your name when prompted, and then press the hash key. We currently have no questions waiting in the queue.
Okay, that's fine. So thanks all for dialing in. Hope all your safety hours this week go well. If you need any support in undertaking safety hours or support with your teams in delivering the material, feel free to contact me or anyone in the safety team, and we'd be more than happy to pop out and support you as well. So thank you very much all, and have a good day. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that then concludes your conference for today, and you may now disconnect. Thank you all for joining, and enjoy the rest of your day.